Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I am so glad to be here on this Wednesday. Oh my goodness, we are getting into, you know, one thing about a wonderful approach, we don't mix words. We are very open and honest, and we're always having like these really, really in-depth conversations. I know I was speaking with a young lady who just ranted and raved on the acting as if idea. And I love it because it gives me the opportunity to get some feedback, of course, and then also to understand who's with me, who's understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth, who's really like, yes, I'm there, I'm with you, I get it, I feel you. You know, I love that. That's one of the reasons why I love getting callers. I don't care if you're just calling to say, hey, how you doing? But give me a call. Let me know that you're connected. We hear you. We're with you. We're here. Okay? Today, well, last week was a great show. Last week we were speaking about spiritual children, whether we are the children or whether we're speaking about children that we have in our homes and our families. It was a great conversation to remind people about how vulnerable these beings are. Remind them about, you know, how important it is for us to be there for them and to protect them and support them. And it was a great show. I love those programs. And, you know, I really hope that a number of people got a chance to listen, got a chance to, you know, really spend whatever time they needed processing that information. It was great. It was great information. And so I got a lot of good feedback on that. There were some parents that reached out and said, you know what, I didn't really realize how important that was. I didn't realize, you know, that children can be that sensitive and still function like regular human beings. Like, they don't have a whole lot going on, but they do. They really do. So along with some tips on how to deal with them, you know, how do we be patient with them in the middle of their everything, you know? So that was last week's show. If you didn't get a chance to hear it live, you would like to, or you'd like to just hear the recording of it, you can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. And there all the shows are listed. And, you know, you can check out this one or that one and leave comments, feedback. You know, I'm not hard to find. I love getting feedback. I love finding out, you know, what points meant something to you. And even what points you would like to have some more information on. You know, I try to be very open-minded, and when it because the programs, the radio programs, are for the people. So I always want to remember that, and I want everyone else to remember that. This, you know, the radio program is for everyone, no matter your level of expertise. We're here working and building together, okay? So the title, Catch These Spiritual Hands. Isn't that crazy? Oh, my goodness. But we have to get into it. We have to have this conversation because there was too much popping off this weekend for us not to directly address this elephant in the room, the spiritual hands, okay? And A Wonderful Approach is a collective. I had to think for a second, thinking, you know, A Wonderful Approach is a collective, meaning there's many of us. And that means we have many temperaments, many ideas, many abilities to hold it, and many abilities for somebody to catch it. You know what I'm saying? We are truly a diverse group in all ways possible. And so when it comes to these types of programs, I need you to know you're going to hear it all. I don't censor the shows, you know. I really want to hear it I want other people to say it, ask it, let's talk about it. Because we have some serious dilemmas going on. We have some serious issues. We have to begin to be able to say, hey, look, this is cool, / this is not cool. But when we're on the radio, everything is open. Everything is game. So I want you to feel free to add to this conversation, okay? So the term hands, catching hands, okay, that's talking about fighting. And so to catch spiritual hands, you know, means to, you know, be in a spiritual conflict. But this isn't just any spiritual conflict. This is not the good versus evil type of conflict. This is 100% one spiritual being, human, fighting what? Another spiritual being, human. Okay? This is a human conflict that people are taking to a spiritual level. And we have to talk about this. We have to find out the right, the wrongs, the yes, the no, the... We got to really get into this because this is happening at an elevated rate. All right? People, meaning people loose with their hands. Anybody can get it. They not even thinking about it. There's no hesitation anymore. I say it's almost become a sport. You know, fighting is fighting, but boxing is a sport. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, throwing the spiritual juju, intentionally trying to direct negativity, has become a bit of a sport. And we really, really got to talk about what this looks like, what this sounds like. How do I make sure I don't get involved in that? And what happens when I do, okay? So we having this conversation. You're welcome to join. You're welcome to ask questions. You're welcome to add comments. All you have to do is press 1, and that lets me know that you would like to speak, okay? Spiritual hands, spiritual hands, spiritual hands. So spiritual hands, catching these spiritual hands, like I said, that is when people are intentionally trying to direct negativity to someone. Unfortunately, this happens more often than we even give credit to. This can be done as easily, as simply, as someone just rolling their eyes at you. You know, it's really not a difficult thing to do, but it can be incredibly devastating. Devastating. So one of the spiritual hands that people do, you know, they call it, you know, what we would call a side eye, you know what I'm saying, is they kind of throw their eyes at people or cut their eyes real sharp at people. And just looking at people a certain way can have an impact. Lord, I'm not going to be coughing this whole show. I just want y'all to know. You know, it's called the evil eye. And this is done particularly between women and men, or women and even children. Sometimes they don't realize it, but thinking negative thoughts and then doing this glare at people can be devastating. And so people have protection pieces on them that deflect the evil eye. I have 2 of these pieces on me that I wear 24/7. So we're not only going to be talking about, you know, this juju, we're also going to be talking about some ways to protect yourself, okay? And you're like, okay, Mama 7, why do you have these protection pieces on you always? I mean, I sleep in them always. Some of these pieces I shower in. Like, they're attached to me. They never come off. And so you're like, why does it have to be this serious? Why do you have to wear these protection pieces all the time? And it's because, unfortunately, we never know when or where this negative situation can be coming from. So that's why we have to be protected at all times. A simple example, simple, all right? So I'm applying for jobs, and I got the job. And it's wonderful. Yay. But for every, you know, for me, getting the job might mean that there was 50 people that didn't get the job. These 50 people, now that's a lot of people, and that's a lot of negative energy. And they're saying, oh, man, well, I hope they quit, or I hope they don't like it, or I hope this, or just putting that negative energy into the universe because they didn't get something that they wanted, that they thought they were owed or allowed. Something as simple as that, something as simple as me getting a job can create negative energies from other people. So we have to make sure that we're not doing that, but we do it all the time without thinking. You know, there's a new trend where people will call, girls will call their friend girls the B word. It's quite retarded, but I've heard it. And not trying to be mean, but they, you know, they just say it like, yo, hey, girl, what? How are you going to be my friend? And you calling, you're pointing that energy at me. You know, every time you say someone's name, whatever that name means, that's what you're throwing at them, okay? So my youngest, his name is Talib. Talib means seeker of the truth. It's a student, is a forever student, is someone who's passionate about the truth, the word, all of that, right? Every time I say his name, that energizes his spirit and reminds his spirit that need the truth. It reminds his spirit that you have something bigger to do. Don't give him no nickname. You know what I'm saying? We have to work, you know, even calling people by names less than their name creates a negative chain or a negative energy that goes to them. Just a simple name. So we have to get stronger than that. We have to make sure that we're not passing on negative energy, not continuing the negative energy. So that might, you know, I'm always talking that precision of language. Make sure you get it in. Call people. Oh, that dog, don't say that, because you're continuing a cycle of negativity. When you are continuing a cycle of negativity and this person all of a sudden wakes up and decides, hey, I'm going to protect myself and I want all that negativity to go back to its original source, guess where it's going? Even all the little petty things that you may have said, small things, not big things. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. But even the small things that were said, come back. See, I'm okay with any and everything coming back to me that I say out my mouth. Because everything I have said with love, I have said with honesty, I have said ready to receive it all back tenfold. Bring me all my stuff back. I'm not worried about it in the least bit. But when you know that you've been out there slandering names, when you know you've been out there speaking less than, speaking ill to, wishing negative things to happen, you are not going to get blessed with that. So we have to be really, really cautious about that. There's a whole group of people out there called baby witches. I don't know where that terminology came from. I don't know why someone would want to be a baby witch. But they're this is a, from what I understand, these are young women that are studying witchcraft type things. So that's what these people are, right? Some of the things that they have tried to do as a collective have been negative, okay, on the real, you know, to the point where they cause some of the older witches to come out and really have to pop them, you know, like, hey, we don't say this, we don't do this. You know, if you have witch anywhere in your name, you don't do that. You know. And so, and it caused a big rift to the point where they were going to be spiritually attacking one another. And I was like, wow, how dangerous is this? How dangerous? Spiritual hands that are thrown out of jealousy, out of spite, for fun. When people intentionally are creating negative energies and keeping up negative energies, that can't be spiritual. You see what I'm saying? If you have malice in your heart, how can that be spiritual? So as we sit here and talk about the spiritual hands, I question how those work together. They don't. But yet this is a problem. You see, but yet this is a problem. I had a young lady call me last night in tears because she feels as if she's messed up. You know, she's, you know, made a mistake with someone who she identified as a priest or priestess. And, you know, she's afraid of retaliation. I'll say it slow. She made a mistake. Okay. She should not have done this. And she did this with a priest. And now she's afraid of retaliation. She was on the phone literally afraid, crying, worried, upset that she was going to have to, that someone was going to try to hurt her or her children. Like there would be some backlash behind her mistake. And what can I do? You got to do something. And I felt very sorry for this young lady because, one, she made a mistake. We have all made mistakes at one point in time. I don't have a problem with people making mistakes. People shouldn't feel prosecuted because they have made mistakes, because it's going to happen. As long as you are living, there's no mistake you can't come back from. This is what God teaches us, okay? So to make the mistake is human. And we're all human. So what we need to do, though, is be able to find a way to get out of this mistake. How, you know, she should not feel in danger for her life or her children's life because she spoke ill or roughly about somebody. And that's the kind of stuff we have to really get out of. That's the kind of things that we have to make sure we're not doing, not hearing, not promoting, okay? I get so tired of hearing people threaten to put people in pots, put people in jars, freeze people. I'm so sick of hearing people speak about intentionally doing negative, spiritual things to people. I had a freeze situation, right? So I said, oh, yeah, this situation is crazy. I don't know what's going to happen. I just put her name and I just froze her. And blah, blah. I said, okay, all right, hold up. You froze her? Oh, really? So you think you do X, Y, and Z and that has power? Really? X, Y, and Z? Oh, my God. Did you ask anybody about this? Did you ask God if this woman really tried to harm you? Did you ask your ancestors if they needed protection? Because I'll tell you quick, and everybody knows me, if you've had two conversations with me, you know, I'm going to say, who authorized this? Who said that this was okay? You speak to Elegba. Elegba said yes. So I'm asking this, sisters, freezing people. Okay, who authorized that? I said, did you get it read? No. Okay. Did you pray on it? No, I didn't. Fast, meditate. Did you do anything? No. Your first reaction was to cause harm to someone who you don't know, and you don't know the full circumstance, and you don't know the consequence. And you don't know if you have permissions. You just know, I got to do something. Incorrect. It's so funny. Even my children will say, who read that? You know, we have to know that who said this was a good idea. Because I know that we are all God's children. And I don't know how God's going to feel about you bothering one of his other children. Think about this now. How do you think God is going to bless you when you're turning around trying to curse others? How do you think God is going to be able to read, you know, we all looking for blessings, Lord, I'm looking for a blessing. I'm not just looking for a blessing, I'm looking for a miracle. And I know God is still in the miracle business. I ain't too late. I feel good about my chances. Every day is getting better, getting stronger. I'm here. I can see further. This is great. Right? Right? So I'm doing all this, and I'm preparing myself, and I'm getting ready. And I want these blessings, but I'm going to allow curses to come out of my mouth? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is the kind of things that we have to work on, okay? You know, a wonderful approach. And we have a lot of people in line. Great. We have a lot of people that are trying to understand what's with these spiritual hands. What's going on with this? This is great, wonderful. What we need to do is set this up that we understand how to handle these things, because right now the energy is very electric. You know, I was speaking to my council. I was speaking to my people last night, and everything is hot. You know, I walked outside today. I thought I had walked back in time through a desert between my house and the car. I was like, what is this? What is this? So, you know, it's been a hot weekend. I've had things, you know, go right. I've had things go wrong. It has been one of them kind of weekends. And, you know, the answer was, how did we, the leaders, control ourselves? How did we, the leaders, continue to promote positivity? How did we, the leaders, continue to be who we are, which are the leaders? And I can hear you. And, of course, you don't have to keep giving me these psychic messages. You know, it's just press one, and you can say it over the airwaves so that everybody can hear you. But I can hear, what if they bothered you first? Let me tell you, they are going to bother you first, okay? You know, what if you, I was just minding my business. I heard it. I'm just minding my business. Okay, and they still going to have something to say. Jealousy and envy is rampant. There's so much jealousy and envy out in the world, you could choke on it, okay? And God has made it clear in so many languages and so many different kinds of prayers, he does not like jealousy and envy. They're sins, but yet it's everywhere. Jealousy can actually be a force, a very negative force. And it can irritate you. Other people, it's crazy. Other people's jealousy towards you creates negative impacts. And we got to make sure we have our wall of protection up. Because it's coming. And I swear, when I see it, and, you know, I have to share, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, but, you know, there's a lot of jealousy right here. You know what I always hear? People always say, I don't know why. I don't have nothing to be jealous of. They always say that. And I try to tell them, it can be as simple as you're in good health. It can be as simple as, you know, you sit up here struggling, single mom, got to be. It could be as simple as you have a child and they don't. It could be as simple as they think you have the perfect job and they have more education than you. They deserve that job, right? Wrong. So people have jealousy and envy around them for so many different reasons. It's sad. It's very sad to me. But it really can be a negative spiritual impact. And that, so we have to find ways. Stop putting people in pots. Stop putting people in jars. Stop freezing people. Stop all of this attacking. We don't know enough to attack people. We, you know, I can tell you right now, I have not seen God be pleased with people fighting other people. Sorry. And every time you think you justify, I promise you there's 1,001 other reasons why you're not justified. You can say, oh, well, she started it because she said this. Yeah, and? Is it worth this? They say God is not the author of confusion, and I believe that. And all these spiritual hands do is create confusion. I've heard people pray against other people. Pray. Lift their voice. They lift their voice to speak to a higher power, bigger than them, to say something nasty and negative about you. I can't believe it. But it happens. And I can tell you it's not cute. Not only is it not cute, it's very damaging, it's disrespectful. You don't win that way. You don't win like that. So we have to get to the point where we can learn how to pull ourselves back. This is the answer. Now I'm telling you. Pull yourself back. Pray on it. Put your hands up. Walk away. Pray. I'm telling you. Pray on it. You get so much more honey. You get so much more benefits, more blessings, more anything with honey than you do with vinegar. Okay? Save that. Don't nobody want that. So we have got to find other ways to handle conflict. All right? Throwing hands, not cool, not allowed. We got to find something better to do than that because it's never done right. you up here want to attack Sheila for messing with your man. Sheila not messing with your man. Sheila's sister might be. You keep seeing Sheila. It's not Sheila. It's her sister. So if you throw something on Sheila, then what? Now you're attacking an innocent person. And that's never cool. So I just want everybody to think about this, okay? We have to find ways to not be negative. We have to find ways to be determined, to be positive, speak positivity into people. And then we're going to go over some basic protection things. How do we protect ourselves? I got a caller that would like to speak. So we're going to grab the caller, and then we're going to talk about some of this. I thought I had a caller. No? Okay. But we have to talk about how do we combat some of this, okay? Because people, whether we don't, let's say we do nothing to people. Let's say we are just pure beings of light. Let's say we are pure beings of light. We never bother anyone. We always are sweet and kind to people, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. I hate to tell you that. You know, we can be nice to people, and it matters to God, and it matters to what type of character we have, and it matters to the type of energy that we put out. All of that matters. It matters in those ways. But when it comes to other people and their crazy jealousies and envies and all the things that they're going through, no, it doesn't so much matter to them. There are people that will try to harm you just because you are happy-go-lucky, because you do always have something positive to say, just because you are trying to be a light in a dark place. There are people that don't like that, and they will throw as much negativity at you to try to make you stop as they can. I'm so sorry to tell you. I hate to be the one to tell you, because I want to deal with love, and I want to deal with positivity. I want to deal with helping people to get some of the things that they're looking for in life. I want you to enjoy life. Whatever your abundance is, I want you to be abundant in it, right? And if we all had good wants and wishes for each other, then we would be doing, we, as humans, oh my gosh, we'd be at a whole nother level, correct? But we're not. And it's because we stay attached. We are attached to some of this low-level thinking, and we are attached to some of these low-level habits. So what we have to do is acknowledge, first we have to acknowledge, hey, this is a low-level habit. You know, this isn't really something that someone who's working on themselves, someone who's working on being the best person they can be, this isn't what they do, okay? Take it a step further. Think about the children. Do you want everything that you do in life, how would that look if one of your kids did it, okay? And that, to me, is one of the true measures of if you're doing something correctly. If you're okay with one of the shorty bops doing it or saying it, then I guess it's okay. But if a kid were to say it and it would just run all over you, the chances are you shouldn't be saying and doing it either. And if your child does it, I'm going to ask you where they got it from. If your child is doing something that they should not, I'm going to ask where they got it from. Because we all know that children, you know, that fruit don't fall far from the tree. Okay? So if your child is finding other ways, other excuses to find these solutions, then you have to recognize that maybe you're showing and exposing your child to things that are not good. This is the kind of things that I'm talking about we have to work on, okay? If you would like to join the conversation, if you have a question about anything that I've said so far, if you would like to add to something that I've said, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know you'd like to join the conversation, and we can move on from there. Okay? So while we're waiting on those that would like to speak, I also want to kind of go through, you know, some ways to create some basic protections for yourself, okay? Now, y'all, everyone knows what I'm about to say. I'm about to say prayer. That's understood. But something that I don't think people understand enough about prayer, and I'm going to have a show probably in the next 2 weeks just about prayer. How do we get it in? How do we understand it? How do we make it a regular part of our day? How do we keep God's name, positive attributes, his blueprint, his covenant, his contract? How do we keep that close to us? But not only do we have to say prayer and learn about it and know about it, we need to know what prayer, okay? All prayers are not created with the same intention. Did you know that? Some prayers talk about the glory of God and how wonderful God is and how he's been with us always and how he loves us so much, how he provides so much for us and everything like that. Those are fantastic. Love them. They're prayers. Then there are prayers that beg God, agents of good, to come and to provide protection, provide awareness, to remove anything that needs to be moved away from us. All of those things, right? That's a different kind of prayer. Then we have prayers that are for healing. So no matter who you are and no matter what you need, there is a prayer for that. This is why we have to know so many prayers. You know, I get on the goddaughters because I'm like, look, you need to have your basic 5 prayers. 5 prayers are basic. This is a nice beginning level. Here you go. And prayers from the heart are wonderful, great, but I'm talking about prayers that you studied, prayers that you got from, you know, your family. You know, this may have been a prayer that one of your elders in your family said a lot or whatever. You know, basic 5 prayers, okay? Because you need to have an arsenal of different types of prayers when different types of situations come up, all right? Then we have other protection tools. Prayer, of course, is first, right? Because prayer is something that we do for ourselves. Okay, and before I move on, I need everybody to understand, once your child gets to be 18, really, I mean, you can still pray for your child. You can always pray for your child. But at that point, they're really going to be kind of looking for your child to be making some prayers for themselves. People don't wake up and start habits like prayer. Prayer is something that has to be ingrained from the beginning, from as they were young. So what I want to just, you know, I just say this to remind people, don't hesitate to give your children prayer. We give them clothes, food, money, allowance, shelter overhead. We give our kids so much, But the one thing that means the most out of everything, we hold back? No. Give your children prayer, okay? Give them a foundation. And then once they reach a certain age, they should have their five prayers, and then they can move on and live whatever kind of life they choose to live, but they will have the basics, right? So there are a number of aids to help you through this life, through away from these negative hands, okay? Now, I'm asking people, please do not throw negative spiritual hands. Please don't throw them. Please. But I didn't say don't defend yourself, okay? I'm good. I'm big on defense now. We're not supposed to just sitting up here taking blows, okay? I never, ever, ever have I asked you just to take abuse. That's not cool, okay? I'm asking you to step back, step away, remove yourself. I'm not asking you to move on a defense. I'm saying you can defend yourself, though, okay? So when I make my prayers tend to be about protection. And, you know, I mean, I have tattoos. I have the whole nine. Protection. Don't allow this negative energy to come into my house. So what do? I keep my house smoked out. I smudge my house constantly because it's needed. You know, I have quite a few energies here, and I need to sit down and say, okay, all God, I'm asking you to come in. All these energies that don't belong here, y'all have to exit. And I'm not the one that makes that decision. God is. So I have to say that. I have to do that. Part of my protection. Now, what I don't say is, oh, Susie Mae, keep yourself off my porch. And Tyrone, I better not see you on my block. And John, no, I don't have enough time for all that. And while you study trying to call names, you know, Hezekiah sneaking in your back door. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to call names when you're trying to set up your spiritual protection. Only name you need to call is God and yours. God, please protect me. Please protect my family. Protect my home. You see what I'm saying? Did you just see what I did? So if I ask God to protect my block and Tyrone, who means me no good, is on my block, Tyrone's going to find himself transplanted somewhere else. And I don't have no opinion about how he gets there. I don't have no opinion about how long he stays. I just want him off my block, okay? I knew I was working with a young lady, and she was explaining to me how her co-parent, her ex, was bothering her. Bothering her child. She needed protection. She needed some help. Blah, 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 blah. And he was mentally bothering her. You know? He was. Unfortunately, when people start to mentally bother us, that's not an excuse. Ooh, let me tell you something about these excuses. That's not an excuse to try to blow them off the face of the earth. Okay? It's just not. All right? Because somebody, I'm going to say the words, because somebody slept with your man, that's not a reason to blow them off the face of the earth. I'm sorry. It was rude. But it's not enough of a reason for you to retaliate with spiritual negativity. Karma, family. Karma is real. We can't have these negative exchanges and not think that we won't be impacted by them. We will. So I'm going to ask you not, I'm going to beg you, please don't do that. You can find all kinds of excuses. See, that's the problem with the devil. That's the problem with negativity.
Negativity will always help you find excuses. Oh, well, she said this thing smart to me. Oh, well, they hurt my feelings with this. Oh, they did that. That's still no good excuse for poor behavior. You don't know what they were going through. Oh, John Boy cut me off when I was driving. Blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna do something negative to him. Okay, guess what? God might have excused John John for cutting you off because John John's rushing home because he just found out his baby's on the way. So God's going to excuse him for cutting him off. God's not going to excuse you for doing something negative. You see how that just works? Oh, well, what about this? This sister was sleeping with my man. I'm going to blow her out the sky. So God might excuse her. I don't know. Now, don't get mad at me. Everybody take a deep breath. But God might excuse her and her actions because she may not have known. Oh, she had to have known. You can't say that. You don't know. So God may forgive her for doing that. But God won't forgive you because you're intentionally spreading negativity. Intentions matter. So we can't ever think that we're justified in our behaviors. We can't think that one sin is more or less than another. Okay? So this woman, this ex was bothering her. Oh, please just wipe him off the face of the earth. Oh, please, I'll pay you whatever it takes. So, doing some research, I said, well, look, little sister, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay anything. This is great. This man right here is going to go, you know, he was going to go overseas or something like that. Job promotion. He'll be out of your hair. You'll never have to see him again. So I thought that was great. You know, that was what I was being fed. That is what I was being told. She's the one that says, he's bothering me. How many people would like somebody who's bothering them to go overseas? I don't have to see at the grocery stores, at the PTA meetings, nothing. She was like, well, no. I don't want him to get blessed. I said, oh, okay. We have a different kind of problem here. If you want him dropped off the face of the earth, why would it matter to you if he was blessed or not? At that point, why wouldn't you just want him to leave if he's really bothering you? You see what I'm saying? So I said, well, either way, it doesn't have anything to do with you. He's leaving. He's going. He'll be blessed. He'll be fine. So all that energy you are putting into him leaving you alone, he is going to leave you alone. Well, that's not what I want. This isn't about what you want. This isn't about you. You see how we can get so caught up in thinking that we are right, that we start to justify some negative behaviors? We start to say, it's okay for me to be negative because this person did this or said this or acted in this way. This, when is it okay to be less than? When is it okay to be less than a child of God? I'll tell you the answer. Never. Never. Stop giving yourself out on poor behavior. Stop justifying how you think and feel over what someone else thinks and feels. You see how we have to work on this? This is a process. This takes this level of control. Oh, my goodness. This level of control takes years to master. So if you ain't there yet, I get it. I'm still going to remind you. I'm still going to try to encourage you. Hey, let's work on this. I'm still going to try to remind you, are you playing in the mud with your pretty Sunday dress on? Don't play in the mud with your Sunday best on. Right? So all of these things we got to work on. All right? You know what makes it just a little bit harder to work on? I didn't say this was easy. Y'all, a wonderful approach. Y'all need to know I don't do easy. This ain't easy, but it's also not hard, okay? So we have to really be cautious and patient with each other. One thing that makes this hard, even for me, is it doesn't seem like nobody else are following these rules. So I don't want you to think, oh, Mama Seven, she just, no, nothing bothers her. Nothing ever gets with her and her. No, that is not true. I wish it were true. I wish I were immune. I wish every time I made my morning prayer, I didn't have to think about somebody trying to stab me in my back. I wish every time I went out to clean a house that there wasn't some negative energy waiting to delay me, to deter me. I wish every time I went to work to spread hope to the hopeless, to give love to the loveless, okay? This is what I'm doing every day, 10 hours a day, right? I wish there wasn't a negative stain. This is a stain. I wish there wasn't a negative stain that would always try to attach itself to me, trying to counter all of the positives that you're doing. It's there. It's detrimental. It's trying to slow you down. It wants you to catch these hands, but we can't let that happen, okay? We have to understand that this is life. This is basic push and pull. This is mathematics, honey. With every action, there is a reaction. So we don't have to, you can stop taking it personal, okay? I had one lady, oh, my God, this sister. She was so mad. She was mad at me. She was mad at the world. And at that point, I was representing and looking like the world. So I was the one that was catching it at that very moment, right? And so this girl, oh, she was so mad at me. And she said, man, back when I was out in the world doing whatever I wanted to do, I didn't have to worry about this. It seems like the more I pray, the more I got mess to deal with. That you're probably right. I wish I could say you were wrong, but you're not wrong. You're probably right. See, when you were out in the world, the devil already had you. So it wasn't trying to get you. You see what I'm saying? When you were out in the world, you were already under the influence. You were already running around letting curses come out of your mouth instead of letting prayers and positivity come out of your mouth, right? You were already being used as a tool to spread more negativity rather than being a vessel to carry God's greatness and to carry God's word and his will. So, yeah, when you were out in the world, you didn't feel it because you were it. You were part of the problem. Now that you've moved into a level of understanding where you want to have this positive energy and you want to have these positive changes and you no longer want to be part of the problem but yet part of the solution, right? You're trying to make this thing happen, right? So now you're feeling the opposition that you once helped create. So if anyone is out there, look, I'm always going to be honest with you. Mama 7 will tell you the truth, period, point blank. So if you're wondering why now is it such a little friction? Why now is it, you know, do I have these problems? Do I have these concerns? Why now? Because now you're awake to what's really going on in the universe, where before you were blind and ignorance is bliss. Now, they didn't say ignorance is best. They didn't say ignorance is godly. They said it's bliss. Okay? So not knowing puts you in just such a state of like, yay, I don't know. But there's nothing godly about it. It's not a desired state of mind. God doesn't tell you to go and work on your ignorance. Okay? So ignorance is not something that we need, that we can even afford. Got it? Okay. So we got these spiritual hands running loose, running rampant. Okay? We got more people attached to the matrix than we have outside of the matrix. That means we have more people that can be doing themselves harm and anyone around them harm. Okay? So what we have to do, find ways to double up our protection. How do we do that? Okay? Because the radio, I've given up on TV. I've completely given up on TV. There's so much negativity that happens on the TV that even like when I go to common places where, like let's say a nail parlor or something, I keep my little earphones in and listening to my music so I don't have to listen to all of the horrible situations going on in the world. I'll read the news, but I won't watch it. When you watch it, it's downloading into your being too easily, too quickly. So I won't watch it. I'll read, right? So what else can we do to weigh out the negativity? Listen to the radio? Well, okay, depends on what you listen to. Most of this music is not really music. It is negativity and it is a commercial. It's a commercial for these jeans, a commercial for alcohol, a commercial for lewd living. It's a commercial. It's selling you. It's trying to sell you on these things, trying to sell you on a ratchet lifestyle, you know, all of these things. But what it's not is music. So if you're talking about listening to some jazz, yo, great. They have Christian trap music, okay? So if you're into beats and stuff, look, find one that got a beat for God, okay? If you like, I know YouTube has, like, all of these meditation things and everything else like that. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Those are ways, you know, my youngest, and I don't know why he started this, listens to Rain on, he has a YouTube video, audio, that is Rain, and he listens to that on his headphones as he sleeps. How awesome. Whatever you do, don't go to sleep to somebody negative, cursing, using the N-word loosely. Just too much of that. That's not helpful. Another way to work on your positivity, listening to this program once a week. I know that sounds, you know, that's a little plug for me. On one hand, yeah, it's a plug. On the other hand, no, really, we're talking about something positive every week. We're talking about ways to get around the negative, okay? So, I mean, yeah, I got to tell you there's negative there, but I'm trying to tell you positive ways to get around it. Hopefully, you know, when there a homework assignment pops up and or when something pops up that you hadn't thought about, hadn't realized, I hope you're taking the time to do some research. Time to develop. Let's find this out. Let's do this. Let's do that. We have to really find, okay, so that's, but this program is only an hour and a half. Okay, we have groups, you know, we have study guides. We have people that, oh, did you listen to the program? Well, what happened when Mama 7 said this? Did you understand that? Well, I felt this and I did that. A whole study group, okay? Love it. Keep rolling with it. Let's keep talking about, we have friends. Are you speaking to your friends about God? Are you speaking to your friends about this new prayer that you learned, this new meditation CD that you were listening to? I know I have, you know, a wonderful approach, a couple of the sisters. Look, I was listening to this prayer, and it got to me. Let me share it with you. Are you building this? These are the kind of things we have to do to increase our positivity because our negativity is rampant. Are you out in nature at all? Do you spend time with the animals? Anything to help combat this negativity. I got a brave caller that would like to speak. Love it. All right, hold on. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Oh, Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good. Much better. All right. Tell me about these spiritual hands.
I was going to stay silent, and but you had just said something that triggered me something. So the other day, you, this is about when you said, are you talking to your friends about God? So the
Amen.
Other day, I had a pop-up friend, my best friend since I was like 13, 12 years old. We had our first apartment together. We had it going on. That is my girl. We will always be family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she pops up and got a surprise visit. We had a really good time together, and we were talking about a whole lot of things that girlfriends do when they get together. So
mm-hmm.
we were talking about some things, and I was just letting her know. Everybody has an optimistic view of people's lives, and I was giving her some more insight into stuff that was going on with me. So she was like, well, how's your prayer life? So we started talking about that. And I said, she said, what's your relationship like? So, somehow it went on to something like this. And so I said, well, what do you mean? Because being from Boston, her family is West Indian based. However, they came from England. So I've been to a church with them a couple of times, and I really don't know what denomination it was, but it rung of more Catholicism than anything else, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, you know, what do you mean? What is my, you know, what, be specific. She's like, well, I meditate at night, and I actually let me go to sleep. And I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and I don't, you know, I stop eating this and I stop eating that. So she's getting, I was like, okay, cool, that's good. So then I said, well, yes, I have a good spiritual foundation. I said, I am learning to meditate. And then she was like, how long? I said, well, I do it like once a week, but right now I'm about to step it up. So we talked about all of that. So I said, I also have my ancestors, and I said, and then I have my altar. And then she said, oh, that sounds like devil stuff. And so it kind of like hurt my heart. It really hurt my heart. Like I bristled, like it hurt my heart. And her daughter was here, and her daughter is a young woman that's going to college to learn forensic science. So this is awesome. So I just looked at the both of them, and I said, the things that you practice come from the very thing that I'm talking about, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And I just left it at that because it kind of hurt my heart because it sounded like we were on the same level, but that reaction to what I do, that it'll make a reluctance in wanting to talk to people, especially people you know for a very long time, about your changes in life, and that's the reaction you get. So I just want to put that out there that, yes, I am. And I'm not going to let that stop me, no, but I just want to let you know that that can happen, people. So.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, and I always say that because you have a wealth of information that you share openly, and I appreciate that. So I want to talk about that, you know. One of the – during this past weekend, I was privy to be in a workshop that spoke about spiritual myths and debunking spiritual myths. And it was a great workshop. And one of the things that came up, as always, is, well, two things. One, the sacrifice, you know, and then two, voodoo or the negative stereotypes that voodoo is under and seen as, right? And to the point that sometimes this stuff isn't even voodoo, you know. They're talking about something that voodoo's like, we don't do that. But the word alone, the word voodoo scares people. And so what you received from your friend was an uneducated, not saying she's not educated, I'm saying she's uneducated in this area, an uneducated very intentional pushback that we do with each other when you're doing something I don't understand. Okay? I don't understand what you're doing, so I'm going to be condescending towards it. I don't agree with what you're doing, so I'm going to make it seem less than or unattractive or under what I'm doing, you know. And so, unfortunately, there are all those people that do that. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. If you had told this woman, I'm married, I'm polygamous, they'd be like, what? Are you crazy? Oh, the backlash would be crazy. If you had told them anything, you know, I'm packing up my house and I'm moving to the Bahamas. What? You can't do that. You get all these naysayers. You get all these, you can't, you won't, you can't. No. Whenever you do something that really could be putting you up on another level, people are going to always throw those hands. What happened there is typical. That's what this whole show has been about. Now, did she mean to do that? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't believe that she came to your house with the intentions of being disrespectful or to hurt feelings. I don't believe that was her intentions, but that's exactly what she did. Right? So, what do we do in these situations? One, this was a friend. Some people have to fight this with their parents, okay? You know, I am blessed. One thing about being second, third, fourth generation, that I didn't have to have a fight with my parents, even though I am very different from, I'm sure, how my mother and father had pictured me doing. They still had a basic understanding. I didn't have to educate them on the basics of what I'm doing, right? So this, you have to understand that this is a very real reality. Like when I go to work and I have my wipes on, the looks that I get, and I'm like, people, I've been here a year. I do this every Wednesday. What are you still gawking at? I mean, I don't even have that many white outfits. It's the same old white outfit that I wear every Wednesday, you know. So what is the surprise every Wednesday when I wear my white? Come on. I don't know what it is, family, but they do it. And they gawk and they go through all these head changes because they don't know what I'm doing or they don't understand. Now, I got a couple of pagans at my job. They give me, yay, how you doing? Right on. Keep moving. They'll have no problem with me because they have an understanding. They don't know what I'm doing, but there's a general understanding. But the others, oh, my God, so much friction. And to the point where I can't talk to them about my practices, but I can talk to them about my relationship with God. And I talk to even, I don't get paid at work to talk about God. They would much rather talk about penalties, hardships, things like that. But I have to talk about God. I can't help it. This is what I do. I can't help it. All my conversations with people, I have to talk about God because it's going to pop up. Girlfriend, oh, I'm having a rough day. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What's wrong? How can I help you? Oh, what's this? What's that? Oh, you know what? I don't understand how that feels. I don't even have a reference for it. But can we pray together? Can we do this? Because I know God solves problems just like this. Okay? But I don't know what else to do but talk about God. So we have to work on this. I'm going to sneak this one last phone call in real quick because I want to really get some understanding about these spiritual hands. I want people to tell me about them real quick. Let's see here if I can grab this. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace. Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. This is Sister Unique. Peace to the family, to the everybody.
Okay. Tell me about these hands.
Ooh, well, first let me say shout out to Sister Melissa for being brave to press one because
Amen.
I was the same way. I was like, oh, I'm listening. And when she said it, I was like, yeah. So
yeah.
I understand totally, you know,
yes.
on what she's saying and on behalf of that sister because – you know, we do not know what we do sometimes. There's, I apologize because she's acting out of ignorance as well as fear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we do that. So
yes.
It was your friend. For me, it was my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother has a very strong Christian background, very strong, you know. But I think my mother also has forgotten that growing up, I was exposed to many different cultures, many different denominations of Christianity, as well as Catholicism and Judaism and Islam and Buddhism. You know, you name the ism, you name it. I was exposed to these things, you know. And what I've learned in my relationship with God is that no, God never said there's only one way to me. God said
Correct.
To get to. And
right.
if I am in India and you're in Europe and we're both praying to God, how am I to say that the way you pray is not the right way when it's been working for you? And the truth is that This is something that countries and nations have gone to war about. People
mm-hmm.
have left countries to come to another country because of religious
yeah.
persecution, or just to
yeah.
have the freedom of religion,
yeah.
to have the freedom to worship God, to serve God the way that in their spirit it's been spoken into them to do. So it's very unfair. It's very unfair. And like I said, I apologize on her behalf. Because
yeah.
out of ignorance, she really doesn't know. You know, she probably won't ever listen. She probably won't hear this show or even know that that hurt you. You know, because I've seen you grow. I've seen the changes
okay.
within you that you've made to make your relationship with God better. And how you growing and making your relationship has affected not just you, but the people around you. So in
yep.
saying that, sometimes people come up in your life just to see if you are going to be deterred. Because sometimes those people come back just so you can say, well, maybe that's not for me. Or maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, okay, well, this was my test. You know, and I'm glad to hear you say, and it's not going to deter me. Exactly, because it's not going to deter her from going to church. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
It's not going to. And it's so funny because if you say you have an altar, and they say that seems like that's devil worship or evil, but when you're called to the altar every time at the end of the service, aren't you going for altar call? It's the
yep.
same thing. However, yep. traditional African religions and cultures have been tabooed as if
yes.
knowing who we are and dealing with our spirituality is wrong. However, every nail shop you walk into, every Asian restaurant you walk into, Indian restaurant, they have some type of symbolism of God
yes,
there.
They do.
What is the
their
attribute
God.
Of God?
Not a God.
Their God.
Their God.
Their God. Their interpretation, and it's the attribute of their God. If it's the attribute of
yes.
their God's prosperity or God's love or God's happiness, you know what I'm saying? There's a physical attribute, and sometimes that physical thing is there because we're physical beings. We need to have something that we can look back and relate to. That's why we open up
yep.
our Bibles and read, because there's the word, something that we can look back and relate to, you know? So, yes, please don't be discouraged.
Correct.
That was my tangent. I'm sorry. And
correct.
The reason why I'm saying that is because as I'm saying it out loud, I'm speaking to myself because I'm learning
amen.
To be more compassionate with myself. And
amen.
And understanding and overstanding that, okay, that's my mother. She loves me. She only wants the best for me. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I also realize that, you know, she doesn't know. Or even care to know. And this
yep.
walk and this journey is not for everybody.
Nope.
This is not for everybody. Everybody can't do what Malcolm X did. Everybody can't do what Gandhi did.
Correct.
You know? But what's for correct. You is for you. And God is so pleased with you in just the fact that you can say, I pray. And I pray for you. And I love. I mean, how can you not love and not see God in that? So that was my
yes, that was yours.
Yes, that is yours. That is all for you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for the clarification. Thank you for standing in the gap for this sister and making amends on something that you didn't do personally but needed to be amended
because it was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Woo.
Look, y'all.
Peace.
Look, y'all. Peace. Hey, that was really, really touching. That was really, really touching. I'm so glad that Sister Unique came in and gave us that, because there are people that And my thing is, how can you call something something if you don't know what it is yourself? In order to know what it is, you'd have to come in a little bit, you know? So, but they don't want to. They're scared. And we have to allow that to be over there. Don't let it slow you down. Don't let it steal your joy. This is classic, though. Hand throwing, shade throwing, negativity throwing. And we have, these are the things we have to protect ourselves from. How do we protect ourselves? Staying prayed up. Staying focused on the things that you know you have to focus on. Finding out what feeds your soul. And then going and eating, okay? You know, you have to find, you have to be true to yourself. Making sure that you have everything that you need to make your right decisions. This is not about, Lord have mercy, it's not about wallowing. This is 100% about rising above the pack. We are the leaders. Remember that. Remember that. As you're leading, there are going to be people that don't understand and will not follow, and that's okay. It has to be okay. We can't sit here and prosecute people for who they're not. We have to work with people for who they are, okay? So, this was an awesome show. It was a little touchy for me because I've had these conversations with people. I've heard the hurt before. I've had to endure misguided people. I never forget, God had told me one time I was dealing with this sister who was very negative, and I didn't want to deal with her. And Spirit's like, I need you to deal with her, and she's going to bite you. And when she bites you, I need you not to smack her. Just understand. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, God. You need me to deal with her. She's going to bite me, and I can't smack her? She just bit me. The guy's like, I know, but this is how damaged she was. And God really wanted her to get some help and to have someone be kind to her. And God showed me a dog that had just been kicked and abused and left in the dark, and just showed me a being that was just so hurt and damaged that it couldn't do it. It couldn't help biting me. It had to bite me. And I had to just endure it as I'm trying to help it. So there are times where God will knowingly put us in these situations where there is trauma and drama, and we may come out with a splinter. We may come out, you know, with a bruise or two, battle scar, whatever. But it's needed. And the rewards and the blessings behind doing God's work are so full, you just deal with it as best you can. Okay? Thank you, everyone, for having the patience to listen and to stay. I mean, there were so many people on the line, and they stayed to the very last second because the show was so necessary. I hope someone got some understanding and some peace of mind so that we can stop contributing to the negativity with loosely throwing around these things, where we can really start to be part of the positivity and to put our positive energy forward. Put your positivity forward. I don't care who don't know it, who don't like it, who don't care. Share your God. And you don't have to go into no great detail. Just let people know, I got a God that makes me happy. I'm working on this. God's working with me, you know. And Laura, like Sister Eunice said, really, people already know that you're dealing with a strong God because they can see the changes within you. They see it in you. Okay? All right. As everyone knows, we always end the program with a prayer. Why? Because adding God into your mix makes it valid,
makes it strong, makes it a blessing. I hope everyone listens to the prayer, gets something from it. You know, I hope it inspires you to go home tonight and make your own prayer. How do you add to your own understanding, your own knowledge? How do you begin to build and grow from there? Continue with your prayers, meditations, your protection smudges, your stones, more. There's more to come. And if you want to know some more information, reach out to me on Facebook, and we can really start to get a lot more of this protection in place, because I know it's needed. Okay? I know it's needed. This is why we're here. This is why we do this work. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly that we may be those guardians of your work, those protectors of your innocent children, the ones that can watch over, protect, guide, lead, educate. God, give us the strength to do all those things that are ever so necessary on this plane of understanding. God, give us the humility to be able to do so humbly so it can be well received. God, give us the love to know how to unconditionally love these babies as they kick and whine and scream and do all the things that babies. Allow us to be patient with them. Allow us to be patient with ourselves. God, I ask that each and every one that we become stronger within you so that we can do this work in a mighty way so that it doesn't pull from us. It pulls from our overflow. God, grant us abundance so that we can take care of our communities, take care of our families. God, grant us all of the forgiveness needed. Woo, that's a big word. God, grant us the forgiveness that's needed so that we can continue to grow. We can don't allow ourselves to get stagnant. Don't close and harden our hearts. We know that forgiveness is part of that heart that must remain open. Allow us not to clog our own heart up with things that we can't forgive, thinking that we can't be forgiven. God, please come shine a light that will allow each of us to continue to grow, continue to build, continuing to be all that we can be. God, grant us the knowledge to know when we are to continue and when we are to stop. Give us the discernment to know what is our duty, what is our work, what is our junk. And give us the discernment to know when it is not our junk and when we have got to put it down. God, please bless the babies that stay. Let them stay close to us. Let them continue to build in your grace. Please allow them to continue to be good citizens as they try to grow their own selves. I ask all these things in your name. Amen.